Hey everyone, welcome back to Encouraging Words for School Counselors, your weekly source of humorous and touching stories from school counselors about school counseling. I'm Matt Fleck with Inspire Success. We're pulling from our archives once more for this week's spring break edition of Encouraging Words for School Counselors. This story is one of my favorites and from one of my favorite people because it still cracks me up. Mary Pouch is a former middle school counselor who, for the last several years, has done career exploration training with Cooter Incorporated, both in Indiana and in California, where our story begins.
I was a counselor for the San Mateo County Office of Education. I was an ambassador, really, to middle schools and high schools in the county that had CTE courses that were part of our county CTE program. And I was leading a pilot of five middle schools that were using the CUDA career planning system, the Navigator system. I was leading a pilot of five middle schools, and so I was going in and assisting counselors when students took assessments and helping students kind of understand their results and things. And I was hugely pregnant with my first son, and I was at a middle school that had, you know, quite a few students in one computer lab. So there wasn't a lot of room to navigate the school, well, to navigate the room in general. But I was still trying to do my best with my very awkward pregnant stomach, walking around and talking to kids and, you know, just answering questions. And I hit this boy with my stomach. And I was like, I am so sorry. And the baby says sorry too. And he turned and looked at me and he said, there's a baby in there? And I said, well, yes. What did you think this is? And he said, McDonald's. And I McDonald's? Oh my goodness. I laughed so hard I could not breathe. That poor child. It was like, this is not how you run a pilot taking assessments. Because I was laughing so hard that the students stopped and they were like looking at me like, what's going on with this woman? But it was just the look on his face. And I thought, wow, has this boy never seen a pregnant woman before? Do I not look like other pregnant women? It is large. It is very large. It was huge and I waddled. But I still thought, I do think this looks different than a stomach full of McDonald's.
Who was it? Art Linkletter, I believe, who used to say, kids say the darndest things. I guess it's true, right? It's an ironic story because Mary later returned to her home state of Indiana and found what she calls her dream job, being the statewide trainer for the same Cooter career exploration system that she helped pilot in California.
It all started with that bump.
That fortuitous bump,
really just the pilot program itself. But it's kind of symbolic in a way because one of the things that we find when students take assessments is that they don't have a lot of life experience. And so they are not exposed to careers. Just like that boy hadn't had enough life experience to know that was just a hugely pregnant woman and not obesity from McDonald's. I just think it's a symbolic way to kind of understand how just that exploration piece really helps children to come out of their world a little and see more. Like that young man. I mean, I wonder what his experiences were with careers and what was around him before that. So we all come at this from such different places. Life. You know, and that's true of the work you do as school counselors, being able to put yourself in your students' shoes and really be there with them.
It is so true. Thanks, Mary. What she described reminds me of the sayings of Carl Rogers. You remember that about being empathetic rather than sympathetic, trying to see the world through our students' eyes and not just through our own. Not always easy to do, even when you're pregnant. If these stories give you a chuckle or help you through your week, please consider sharing one or two of your stories of being a school counselor with us. We're always looking for more stories, and it's really easy to do. Just go to our website, inspiresuccess.org/soundbooth, where you can find several ways to record your stories, listen to archived podcasts, and learn about other ways to listen. That's it for us. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast. Thank you for listening and have a great week.